Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we do love you guys joining us as we bring you another fantastic draft prospect. And it's none other than Eli Huggins from Kansas State. He was honorable mention in the Big 12. He was also a multiple award winner in terms of academic Big 12 accolades. And he leaves Kansas State as the champion of the Big 12. And that has to be one of the things that probably resonates most soundly and gleefully in your heart, Eli. Welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
Oh, doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Are you already getting your hand sized up so when you get that Big 12 championship ring, you can wear it as much as possible?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Me and the other captains have actually been having meetings trying to decide what we want the design to be, so we're real excited about it.
That is definitely something cool. So, how's that working? So, how many other captains are there, and kind of what's the process of you guys deciding? And then, is it a team vote or what you guys come up with?
There's five other captains, so there's six total. Bunch of incredible guys I respect a ton. And then us and some of our operations people have just been meeting. Seeing kind of what styles we like, what we want included on the ring. And then they're going to pass along all of our input to whatever company is making the ring.
Oh, that's excellent. And for you, you are preparing for the 2023 NFL draft. A childhood dream, or was there another sport where you thought if you made it to the possibility of playing professionally, it would be something else? Or did you know football was the thing all the time?
Growing up, I played a lot of sports, played basketball. Then I was actually a competitive bass fisherman. So growing up, I kind of just tried to do as much as I could, loved all of them kind of equally. And then as I started getting older, it just kind of seemed like football was probably my best sport and what I had to the best opportunities in going forward. So I kind of started focusing on football once I got into high school.
All right. So I guess let's fast forward to high school. So you're kind of starting to pick up on the football vibe. Multiple positions. How do you end up being a defensive lineman?
Yeah. So I actually, going into high school, I was playing a lot of linebacker and tight end. And I think I just slowly kind of outgrew the position size-wise. I loved both those positions, but by the time I was a junior, I want to say I probably weighed about 275. So the linebacker days were a little bit past me at that point. So I'm very fortunate though the way everything has worked out. I think it was the right decision.
Excellent. Now I don't want to fast forward too much, but I didn't know you had any tight end background. Did you ever pepper the idea into the coaching staff at Kansas State that, hey, you know what, we could use my, you know, you could use my skills. I still have a little bit of reception ability, maybe for a trick play.
Yeah, I don't think they would have. I don't know if they would have listened to that too much, but I've definitely probably said some things to some coaches over the years, trying to the ball in my hands a time or two.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Eli Huggins, the standout nose tackle defensive lineman from Kansas State here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. So I ask a lot of the guys that come on the program this question, Eli. You know, you arrive at Kansas State, maybe you don't end up being where you are. Maybe you're just the guy that's a third string guy your whole life, but that's not the case. You become a dominant figure, as we talked to earlier. You become a team captain. When do you kind of get the sense of what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon possibly can get you that opportunity to earn a living on a Sunday playing in that National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, I had an interesting career, and I wouldn't change it for anything. It wasn't like I showed up and day one was just some stud. You know, it took years of work and perseverance to get to where I am. And I'd say really probably 2 years ago was when I started to realize, hey, you know what, like I might be able to do this as a job, you know, and that's kind of when I really started to focus on this as maybe being a future career.
And lo and behold, here we are. Are you training anywhere? Are you still got classes? Kind of what's the next few months look like as you kind of build towards pro day and all those things that come with being in the position you're in now?
Yeah, I'm training at a really awesome facility in Nashville, Tennessee called X3 Performance. I'm very fortunate that they reached out to me and gave me the opportunity. I've been here for a week now, and it's been a pleasure. I mean, it's a first-class facility with great coaches, great facilities. So I'm working here. I'm actually headed on Sunday out to California for the NFLPA game, which I'm super excited to be a part of. And then I guess we'll come back to Nashville after that and just see what happens, get ready for Pro Day.
And you beat me to the punch on your invite. I was going to get to that. What was it like knowing that, you know, when you got it? I know it's a cliche question. I know you're not going to say I was bummed out and, you know, woe is me. But when you got the invite, because we know it's there's three big games, the Shrine, the Senior Bowl, NFLPA. You get invited to one of the big three games. What was that like getting that invitation?
Yeah, it was super exciting. I mean, going into the end of the season, I didn't know what was going to happen, if I was going to get invited to a game or not. Obviously, it's something I was really hoping would happen, and it was a goal of mine. So to have that opportunity means a lot to me. I think it kind of verifies and makes me realize that all the work I've been doing hasn't been going unnoticed, and that means a lot to me. So I'm super excited to get out there. I've never been out to California before. And I'm just excited to show off my talents.
Excellent. And you talk about that talent. I always ask this question as well. When you arrive there, or these guys are breaking down your tape, these scouts, GMs, NFL personnel, what do you think they're going to love most about what you bring to the table, Eli? I like to say that these are the hallmark home run abilities that are going to just pop off the film.
Part about my game is I'm just tough. I mean, I play a – and I say that as humbly as possible. I mean, I play a really tough position playing that nose guard spot. You're getting double teamed or triple teamed every single play. And I think if you watch the film, you just see a guy who's never going to give up, who's going to give great effort every single play. That's the standard. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. Has a high motor and just doesn't make mistakes. I like to pride myself on being a smart player. You know, I think I had a great coach at Kansas State, Mike Tuiasosopo, and he says the good players react to what they see. The great players know what's going to happen before the play even happens. So that was kind of something that stuck with me when he first got there 4 years ago. And I've just tried to learn as much about the game as I could and know as much as possible before the plays even happen.
Excellent. And when you go out to California, is there anything that you want to showcase? Maybe there's some things that you got some feedback where, hey, you know, we want to see you this. Because it could have been the defensive scheme where you couldn't showcase certain skills or just things you weren't asked of you. Is there anything that you kind of want to make a poignant point when you arrive out there?
Yeah, I mean, I want to show that I'm capable of being a good pass rusher. I think it's oftentimes, I mean, we ran a three-down front at Kansas State the last few years. It can be a little difficult pass rushing with three guys against five. Maybe they keep a back or a tight end in protection. You're going against six. So I'm just excited to show that I'm not just a good run player. I'm also capable of rushing the passer.
Awesome. And I got to ask you, I mean, I know NFL guys do listen in. If they're going to go back and you're like, you know what, you want to see me at my best, take a look at this film from this particular game. Anyone, you could be multiple games, or you could just say my whole career, but is there one singular game that you really say, dang, man, I nailed that, you know what, out of this one?
I think Texas this year, I mean, unfortunately, we didn't get to win in that game. It was a hard-fought game. But I had my career high tackles. I had 8 tackles as a nose guard. So I think I played pretty well that game. So I'd say that'd be a good game to go watch. That or the TCU games. Played them twice this year. I think I played pretty well in both those games.
Awesome. How about this one? Now you talk about that toughness, the grittiness. You're in the interior. What's it like going up against you? Just say it's 3rd and 1. We're lining up. Are you chatty? What's it like just facing you? If I'm looking up and I'm seeing you eye to eye, I mean, do you just kind of stare me down? Do you kind of take us through that moment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm chatty with my teammates. I don't really talk to the other team too much. I'm more focused on what we can control and what's going on our side of the ball, but I'm definitely chatty with my teammates, making sure everyone knows what's going on, what the situation is, that they're in the right spot, have the right responsibility. And then I'm locked in. Those final 2-3 seconds before play, I'm locked in and just ready to roll.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Eli Huggins here on the C2P, talking a little Kansas State football as well as the 2023 NFL Draft, and that's where this young man is headed. Curring down in Asheville, training at XP, or X Thing Ready, as he prepares, again, for the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out there in California. And we, as we know, that's one of the more prestigious games that you're going to get an invite to as all these guys go through this draft process. Eli, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun before we end the program. We call it 3 and out. You ready to take a shot with some of these?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, Coach Kleiman, your head coach, does he have any pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no. If you get caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
I would say pet peeve, leaving a helmet on the ground unattended. You got to keep it in your hand or nowhere near the field.
Fair enough. How about this one? I saw that your brother Jake plays on the team as well. When's the last time you guys had to be separated because brotherly love got too intense?
That's a good question. Man, I'm so fortunate to get to play with my brother on the team. That was a childhood dream of ours, so to get to accomplish that is something we'll never forget. We've got a great relationship. Obviously, all brothers have their little tiffs, but we haven't probably been separated in quite a long time. It's had to have been at least 10 or 12 years, but we definitely got after it growing up as kids.
I love it. And the final one for you, as we approach the draft, I know it might seem it's far off, but April will be here before you know it. Draft day, draft weekend, if you will. I assume you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made just for you as you celebrate this next journey into the National Football League?
I've got a lot of good cooks in my family. I got to say, it's probably one of my uncles. He lives in South Carolina, my aunt and uncle in South Carolina. Growing up, they live on the water. So if I could choose any meal, we call it a low country boil, some shrimp, some sausage, some potatoes, some corn, and then I love oysters, so maybe some oysters on the side.
Oh, yeah, oysters are definitely I love oysters myself, and yeah, that sounds excellent. That sounds like a great meal. So your uncle's now on the clock. Eli, you are also on the clock. Fabulous career, and again, safe travels out to California. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing soon.
I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Eli Huggins, the standout from Kansas State. Honorable mention this past season, also a winner in the Big 12 academic side, and he leaves school as a Big 12 champion, and he's on his way to that NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. And again, I've said it 20 times during the show, but you guys cannot underestimate such a priceless commodity and being able to perform in front of scouts and GMs and personnel when your next line of work is playing in the National Football League. And that's what our guest today, Eli, has done. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a C2P exclusive.